Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we'll learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. I'm coming here to share a little bit more about the gifts that are coming online for you and how to understand how to go deeper with them. So a lot of people start working with me or are drawn to my teachings and my world because some things are already happening. So they can start feeling beings around them, they can start having dreams, vivid dreams, sensations in the body, an inner knowing that something is coming online. They want to speak light language, they start speaking light language, they start feeling their hands wanting to move in different directions, wanting to kind of like heal. There is a lot of heat coming out of the hands. Generally speaking, you know, as we awake and as we start going down the rabbit holes of what's really going on out there, like about the galactics and the dragons and healing and past life and so on, people want to go to the next level. And what is happening is that I find that, and that's okay, of course, but I find that it's very surface level out there. It's like people would do a course to start speaking light language, to start, doing Reiki, to start facilitating healing, past life regression, and so on, thinking that as they do that, it's the destination. Oh, no, I speak light language. No, I can facilitate past life journey. No, I can facilitate quantum healing hypnosis. No, I can do all of this. But nobody talks about the fact that it's actually not the destination, it's just another step in the evolutionary process of our consciousness and our work. And so we need to be able to go way deeper than that, because activating like language is absolutely wonderful, but what does it do? How does it work? How do you specifically work with the sound frequency, with the light codes that you emit at specific time? How do you work in a session using your light language? What about the beings that you perceive are present with you? Who are they? Are they galactic? Are they angels? Are they ancient civilization master? Are they other versions of you? Are they other versions of your client? There is so much that starts opening up. It's like a lot of the time people will do trainings and activate certain things and feel like, oh great, now it's amazing. But imagine it's very much like you go into this enormous castle and you're very excited to go to the castle. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to be in that castle. And you do everything, like you go on a trip, you travel, you get the plane ticket, the hotel and so on to go visit that beautiful castle. Like it's like a fairy tale. Imagine just going in the park. And like literally you go there on the day and you just sit in front of the castle and you just look at it. Do you think you would be satisfied enough? That'd be great, right? But what about getting inside the castle? And what about visiting all of the rooms? What about getting a guide who knows exactly the history of the castle, all the untold stories of the ghost there, the queen there, and so on? What about being given the permission to go into places that no other tourist would ever go into? What about understanding your own connection? Maybe actually you have had lives in that castle yourself, maybe your ancestors, you see what I mean? Now, a lot of people are kind of like just getting everything ready and organized just to be able to go and sit in front of a castle, just to be able to get like, okay, now I speak like language. Okay, now I can do tarot reading. No, I can do Reiki. No, I can do this and I can do that. It is like literally like you starting to enter a new world, a new reality. You going finally in front of the beautiful castle you've been dreaming about and be like, no, you cannot get inside. You don't know how to handle it. No one knows how to guide you there. You don't know how to guide you there. Are you even allowed there? Are you powerful enough? Are you pretty enough? Are you, you know, like talented enough? That's very much what's going on when you start activating your gift, but you don't go any further. And what's interesting is that often people could think that there is something preventing them from entering. the castle, something preventing them from accessing light language, from being able to channel, for being able to do oracular prediction, for being able to sharpen intuition, psychic abilities, and so on. But what people don't understand is that the vast majority of the time is that you simply don't receive proper training from a facilitator that truly understands the depth of multidimensional embodiment, multidimensional facilitation. This is when I come in the game. I'm like, sorry, finding this art. I've been working like for over a decade in this art, but not only that, I have trained in many other civilizations. This is my art. This is my work. And so the way that people work with me is very different because I guide you around the castle, I guide you and so on, but you can ask me anything. There is always a way that I'm going to help you find the answer. A lot of the time, I find it was the case for myself, maybe you relate to this, let me know, is that we go and we have so many questions, but the person we're learning from, our teacher, actually has no answer. And we kind of like shushed around and the person kind of sixes around, it's not very necessary, like in terms of protection. Just put a nice bubble around you and create this circle around you. That's protection. Really? What about when you work with like certain configuration, you have proper demonic forces, demonic forces. When I talk about demonic, that come. And I get on to you, your clients. I don't want to scare people away. That's actually a thing, right? And what about you stop using light language and you don't really understand how you can actually use light language with your telepathic connection, with your body and the body of your client to direct it, to understand where it comes from, what it does, how to translate it. So then you can say to your client, following the light language transmission, following this session that you just had with me, this is your embodiment practices. This is how you actually activate your crystalline divine genome and you continue living from this. And you know how to handle that, you know what to share with your clients. So your sessions, they go to the freaking next level. So many people go from one modality to another, one practitioner to another, because it is perpetually scratching the surface. It's wonderful to be able to facilitate a past life session, a healing session, a quantum journey, whatever, and for your people and for you to help them discover that, yes, they were a witch, yes, they had life in Lemuria and Atlantis and the Palladian star system, but then what? How does that relate to their mission? How does that relate to their finance, to the way they live in their body, to the way they experience love? And what about someone who cannot have kids or really wants to facilitate a mission and they feel really blocked and you're like, I don't know how to help them. Like, what about you tap into the multidimensional network and you can see so many things and all of a sudden you could give them 10 sessions because you know you can handle 10 of them. And because you can see it, like the construct, imagine the depth of your program, the depth of your offers, the depth of the transformation that you really bring for people, but also for yourself, because that's what's great about this work, is that as we do this work of multidimensional facilitation, you do that for yourself, with yourself, through yourself as well. So it's like you not only support other people's transformation, get paid for it, shine your light, work on your mission, but you feed yourself, you learn, you grow, you expand, you inspire others. And you literally understand that now you finally have the keys to your multidimensional playground. That's what is available when you work with me. It's a multidimensional playground. It means it's never ending. There's always something more that you can know. It's so exciting. This is the most exciting way to work, to live, to breathe, and to facilitate. So I would love to invite you, if this resonates with you, to join me inside Ascension Channel Certification Program. We are starting on the 1st of September. You are ready. If you are ready, simply check more information, get in touch with me, and let's start. Let's talk. I offer payments in local currencies as well as payment plans, just saying. Take care, Angel, and see you next time for another share on the subject. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.